In the wood-paneled main office of Staub Manufacturing, Steve Staub shows off his collection, an array of old metal novelties. He has shelves and shelves.
Fire hydrant, gas pump nozzle, ticket marking system for retail stores, and a little airplane badge that said Dayton, Ohio on it.
His office is a monument to the industry of the past. GM, Frigidaire, NCR, Staub holds up a toy cash register.
It's got gears and numbers and all kinds of stuff. No one's going to make anything like this in the United States these days. That'll be made in China because it's a throwaway toy.
And there's the clincher. That past is gone. From 2000 to 2009, businesses consolidated, closed, or went overseas, and manufacturing jobs in the greater Dayton area were cut in half.
And everything really just kind of died for us.
40,000 jobs drained out of the region, and just a few thousand have been added since 2010. Not exactly a roaring comeback. But now the remaining workforce is aging, and area manufacturers are actually having a hard time finding young, educated workers, the kind they need for increasingly high-tech work. The Staub Manufacturing Shop is not the assembly line a lot of people imagine. It's well-lit and clean, and workers use computers to operate enclosed machines. They're building made-to-order parts for automakers, retailers, hospitals, you name it. Angela Urbaugh with the Dayton Area Manufacturers Association says Staub's shop is pretty standard.
You can walk into companies now and eat off the floor. It's just so shiny.
Even if you don't want to have your next meal on a shop floor, Urbaugh thinks manufacturing just has an image problem. She says these are well-paying, safe jobs in these shops.
So if we can just get people inside these facilities, see what it's really like, then they're like, oh, okay, I didn't know. This is cool.
But a stroll through the North Dayton neighborhood near Staub Manufacturing tells a different story. The high-tech future hasn't really made it here. Gary Sams is tinkering with his tow truck in his driveway.
Everybody says the economy's coming back. I don't see it. I got to work that job over there, and then I run this truck at nighttime, so, you know.
His other job is at a nearby steel plant, the kind of manufacturing that's been dying out here. He's recently had his hours cut. When I say the industry's having a hard time filling jobs, he just laughs.
I mean, they're just blowing, you know, smoke up your ass or what? You know what I mean? Because you know and I know if GM shut down, there's 5,000 people right there.
Meanwhile, Gary Sams' adult son is out of work, and his daughter just got a job in a bowling alley. They never even considered manufacturing. Kids these days, he says, shaking his head.
They're in trouble.
And Sams is living week to week himself, far from the industry's new high-tech frontier. From where he stands, working on his truck a mile or so from Steve Staub's place, Dayton is still struggling through a monumental slowdown. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.
We'll be right back.